Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars, hope you're doing well. In this video, we're going to be talking a little bit about omnipresence or God mode marketing. And before we start the video, if you're looking to generate more qualified leads for your business, check out itrockstars.net. And I just realized actually, that little sentence that I say, generate more qualified leads for your IT business, I need to change that because I've been saying that sentence for the last 30 months in these videos. And what I'm going to discuss with you today is actually not leads and how you should be thinking about your marketing. So one of the things I mentioned this yesterday in the video about thinking outside the box with your marketing. Hold on a second here. I've got this crazy filter on the go and it's like annoying me. Let me see if I can turn the filter off here. Right, I think that's it now. Yeah, so one of the things I mentioned yesterday is thinking outside the box, outside the universe when it comes to marketing your MSP or your IT business. And I kind of detailed a little bit about that, but I'm going to go into in a little bit more detail today. Speaking with our members here in a masterclass that we did earlier in the afternoon, I was talking about how ideally when you're advertising your IT business or your MSP online, there's a lot of options open to you. You can go the Google route, SEO, Google Ads, or you could go the Facebook route or the LinkedIn route and pay for advertising there. And there's some targeting options that you've got within these platforms to target the people that you're trying to get in front of, you know, your ideal prospects. But there's a far more effective way to target your prospects, the people that you actually want to do business with, as opposed to just kind of ticking a box on Facebook and say, you know, target small business owners in my local area. That type of targeting, whilst you will get in front of small business owners, the majority of the people that you'll be getting in front of is not the people you want to be doing business with. That's the harsh reality of it. And there's a far more effective way to get in front of the people that you want to actually do business with. And it starts with a little bit of prospecting. We kind of talk about this quite a lot at IT Rockstars, defining who it is that you want to do business with, finding those businesses on places like Google, and then delving deeper using the LinkedIn platform to find out who the decision makers is. You can use a combination of LinkedIn, and if you're in the UK, you can use like Companies House to find out who the decision makers are, find out who the directors are. Once you've got that information, you can start to utilize the data behind it. So you know the company that you want to do business with, or you'd like to do business with, you know the potential prospect in that company that you need to be speaking to. Well, you can send them something out in the mail. You'll find their address on their website, and you can send them something in the mail. Once you've sent them something in the mail, then it's a case of connecting with them on places like LinkedIn, and you'll find that you've got a far more effective connection. If you actually send them something in the mail first and then say, hey, did you get that thing that I sent you in the mail? So this is something that we do with our members at IT Rockstars. We give them a template newsletter every month. So it's a white label template that they can put their own logo on, their own company name in. They get that printed off and then they can send it to their prospects in the mail. And it means that when they go and connect with those prospects on LinkedIn, they're just far more likely to accept the connection request. They're far more likely to, you know, answer the email if you've got their email address and get back to you. But you can do some smart things, and it's something that we went into in the masterclass today with our members, is that you can take your connections off of LinkedIn, you can extract that data, it's things like cell phone numbers, and you can upload that data to places like Facebook, Facebook ads, the Facebook ads platform, and you can tell Facebook, show these prospects that I'm connected with on LinkedIn my cool, awesome adverts that I've got running on Facebook and Instagram. And I kind of went into a little bit with my members is that you don't actually necessarily have to be advertising in Facebook. Your ads don't have to be like, hey, buy my IT support services. Are you struggling with your IT? It doesn't have to be that in your face. You can have ads that are running to your prospects that are educating your prospects about what it is that you do in your IT business. So it could be talking about, in an example this month, we're talking about Windows 11 and how you need the TCM or the TPM chip, I can't remember what it's called, but you need that encryption chip. Microsoft's basically not allowing machines without this this chip that you won't be able to upgrade them. So it's educating your prospects on these potentially technical matters, but putting it in a sort of plain English, easy to understand way. And that's something that we do at IT Rockstars. We bring our members content every month, so they can use that content not only just like on their LinkedIn and their blog, but they can actually use the content in their marketing as well. And the marketing is literally just educating the contents and prospects, the contacts and prospects about your service and showing them the value of it. So when it does eventually come time to actually speak to these people and picking up the phone and actually speaking to them, they're far more likely to have an open conversation with you because they've seen your marketing across LinkedIn. They've got it in the mail. You may be emailing them as well. They're seeing it in Facebook. They're seeing it in Instagram. There are these multiple touch points. So when you do pick up the phone and actually speak with them, they go, okay, let's find out a little bit more about Scott's business. Let's see what he's up to. So that's kind of an approach that you can take to your marketing, a targeted approach. And it's a little bit outside the box because a lot of marketing that you'll find that's been done, it's just kind of like that spray and pray. It's just like get some message out there and let's hope that someone sees it. Well, you can put a little bit more thought in it and you can target the people you want to show your message to, and then you can show that message to them across multiple channels. That's what we help with IT Rockstars. If you want to check us out, there's a 1 month free trial of our service. You can check out itrockstars.net. Anyway, take it easy. I'll catch you guys and girls later. If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area, so sign up today and lock your competitors out.